There's a lack of honour on the roads. Even just driving on the roads, you can't help but be aware that there's a lack of honour. There's a lack of honour in the way that people relate to others in life. There's a lack of honour in political life. There's a lack of honour in a whole lot of different aspects of life in our society and in our world today.
Words for
Words for Life is by Pastor David Sterry of Beaumaris Baptist Church here in Melbourne.
I went to high school just down the road here at Mentone Grammar. It's actually over 30 years ago now. But I can't remember, got to be honest, I can't remember everything about my time there. And those of you who are teachers there, and some of you here are, sorry to drop that on you, but let me tell you this. One thing I do remember, strangely enough, is this, the school motto. The school motto was and it still is today. I know it is because I see it everywhere. The school motto is inscribed everywhere, and it was inscribed across our blazers that we had to wear wherever we were, and you couldn't help but be aware of it, even though it wasn't in English. It was actually in Latin, and Latin isn't actually a language on everyone's lips, but the words labore e honore, labore e honore, on the school motto have remained with me. What do they mean? By work and with honour. Honour isn't perhaps a word that gets a lot of attention in today's world, and in a lot of ways there's a lack of honour in many different parts of life today. There's a lack of honour on the roads. Even just driving on the roads, you can't help but be aware that there's a lack of honour. There's a lack of honour in the way that people relate to others in life. There's a lack of honour in political life. There's a lack of honour in a whole lot of different aspects of life in our society and in our world today. But honour is actually talked about a lot in the Bible. Nearly 150 times, actually. And over these weeks ahead, we're going to look a little more closely at the different areas of life that God calls us to show honour in. Because God specifically says honour. He calls us as his people to be people who show honour, not only to him, but to others as a part of his followers. And he calls us to do that not just in a way that pays lip service, but in a way where just as honour was inscribed across our school blazers, honour is inscribed across our hearts and our lives as we live as followers of Jesus. The series will be called Honouring God in Everyday Life. And today I simply want to just touch on three focuses that will be there each week in the different ways, whatever area we look at. The aspect of honouring, the aspect of honouring God, and the aspect of honouring God in everyday life. Let's start with looking a little bit closer what the Bible teaches us about the concept of honouring someone or something. Because to honour someone or something is to recognise someone or something's worth or value. And the issue of honour, as I said, is central to everything that we find in the Bible. But the reality is, it is not always easy to show honour to others or to God. But in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 17, we read this, where God says through Peter these words in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 17, says, show honour to everyone. Show honour to everyone, God says. Love the family of believers, honour God, honour the King. Now, that touches on people within God's family. It touches on people in positions of authority. And we will look at all these over the weeks ahead. But the essence there is honour everyone. Honour everyone and honour God as a part of that. Honour is essential to developing the kind of relationships that God intends for us to have in life. Not only with him, but with other people. And that's why it's so important as a key part of what's God's purposes for us in life. And we'll look further at that in the weeks ahead. But let me say at this point, just again as a way of introduction and backdrop, that the degree of honour that we show to other peoples, the degree of honour that we show to others in life, God actually shows us that that is a reflection of the degree of honour that we're showing to God. So whatever area we're going to be looking at, that's a core principle. That we can't just say, oh, well, you know, I don't want to honour this person. I don't want to show honour in this way. Well, if that's our attitude, then that's a reflection of not showing honour to God biblically. But honour is not just an outward thing either. It's an inward thing. It's a matter of the heart. And Jesus speaks about that when in the Gospels, when we see Jesus relating to people. But it goes back before then, right back into the Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 29, verse 13, where it says this. It says in Isaiah 29, verse 13, the Lord says, "These people come near to me with their mouths, and they honour me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me." Outwardly, God was saying, his people were honouring him in what they said. They were honouring him perhaps even in what they did. But what was in their hearts was far from honouring him. So the essence of honour begins in the heart. And an outward honour without an inward honour is not really the kind of honour that God calls us to. But one other very important thing about honour in the Bible. And this was in the reading that was read earlier from Psalm 8, in the middle of Psalm 8. God actually gives us honour in a way that no one or nothing else can. Right in the middle of that psalm, Psalm 8, which we'll look at a bit more in a moment as we reflect on honouring God, it says this: God has crowned us with glory and honour. Verses 3 through to 5 of Psalm 8. And let me just take you to that, or if you have your Bibles with you, just have a look at that with me for a moment. Psalm 8, "When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them? What are human beings that you care for them? You have made them a little lower than the angels. You have crowned them with glory and with honour." So what God is saying here is that even though we are who we are, and we know the reality of that, we know that we are flawed and imperfect and undeserving people, even though we are that, God has not just given us, but God has crowned us with glory and with honour. He has given us a value and a worth because we are his special creation. We are people who've been created, not only created by him, but created in his image. Even though that image may not always be as clear as a reflection of him as it could be. And yesterday when I was mowing the lawns, I'll dig into my pocket here and find, when I was mowing our back lawns, which were a little bit overgrown, hadn't mown them for a little while, I actually found that this coin, 20-cent coin, and it was as dirty and as scuffed and as bad a 20-cent looking a coin as you could find. And when you compare it to this other one that I had in my wallet, well, it's new and it's shiny, but this, no matter how scuffed the 20-cent this 20-cent coin I found on the ground when I was mowing the lawns, no matter how scuffed it might be, no matter where it's been, no matter how shiny it's not anymore, it's still a coin with the imprint of the Queen on it, and its value comes from that. Our value, our honour, comes from the imprint of the King of Kings on our lives, who not only created us in his image, so no matter how life might have scarred us, no matter how life's challenges have affected us, our value and our worth is imprinted on us by the King of Kings. And he not only created us in his image, but he went to great lengths and he paid a high price, even death on a cross, to redeem us and to restore us. And 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20, says, reminds us of this. And we will actually look at this passage in one of the weeks ahead. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20, it says, "You were bought at a price." You were bought at a price. In other words, God your value and your significance and your honor is something that God has gone to great lengths to restore and to redeem us back into relationship with him. And Jesus brought honor to people like never before when he walked on earth. People who were marginalized, people who didn't know what it meant to experience honor. And the good news of Jesus is still bringing honor and value like never before to people today. This series will have to do with honoring, yes. But its focus particularly will be on honoring God. We live in the midst of a society and a world that in a lot of ways has squeezed God out of the equation, that has taken the different issues of life and instead of taking on board God's perspective on them, has hijacked them. That the world has hijacked the way of thinking and God has been squeezed to the margins. And as God's people, more than ever before, we need to be people who honour God in a world that, even though it's been created by God, largely dishonours God. And our honouring of God can actually be a life-giving a witness and testimony to in a way that honours God. Again, what does it mean to honour God? It means to recognise God's worth or God's value, to give God his rightful place in our lives. And Psalm 8 reminds us that God is truly someone who is worthy of our honour. The first few verses say, Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens. Through the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. And those verses I read to you earlier, when I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you've set in place. And it goes on to say, speak of all that God has done. And the psalm finishes again, Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. God and God alone is worthy of all honour. And Psalm 22, just a few psalms over from that, in Psalm 22, verse 23, this is the psalm just before the well-known 23rd psalm, but the 23rd verse of Psalm 22 says, You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you descendants of Jacob, honour him. In other words, as God's people, honouring God is a really important part of what it means to be a part of God's family and God's people. God and God alone is worthy of honour just because of who he is and because of what he's done. This is right there through the Bible, but fast forward right to the end of the Bible and in Revelation chapter 4, it says in verse 11, You are worthy, our Lord and our God, to receive glory and honour and power. For you created all things, and by your will they were created, and they have their being. God is our creator, yes, and he's worthy of our honour and worthy of glory because of our creator. But more than that, it's the character of God that means that our lives should seek to honour him. God is holy. As Revelation says, or God is set apart from us as someone who is complete and perfect in every way. He is completely loving. God is completely just. God is completely merciful. God is completely consistent. God is completely faithful. God is completely trustworthy. God is someone who is worthy to be honored because of who he is and because of what he's done. When we think about what he's done with us, he's not given up on us as people, which he could easily have done. But he sent his son, Jesus, to give his life, to give us life, to restore and redeem us and to give us a new identity. As Ephesians says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4, because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. Even when we're scarred by sin, we're dead in sin. But God has made us alive with Christ. It is by grace you've been saved, and God has done more than that. Even he has raised us up with Christ, and he's seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you've been saved through faith. This is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. We are God's handiwork. We are created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Honouring God, but more than that, honouring God in everyday life is what we'll be focusing on. And the second Bible reading that was read to us described how one of the early followers of Jesus, Simon Peter, came to the place of honouring Jesus in his life. And what I think is really significant in that reading is that it takes place in the midst of, not removed from, Simon Peter's everyday life. And Simon Peter's everyday life for him was what? It was fishing. Fishing. Fishing wasn't just a hobby for Peter. Fishing was his livelihood. Fishing was what he did. Fishing was what he knew about. Fishing was what he did as part of his everyday life. And in Luke chapter 5, in verses 4 to 5, it says, when he, that's Jesus, had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and we haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets." That's a model response from Simon Peter. So this is fishing. This is my area. This is my everyday life. Jesus is speaking into his everyday life, and Simon Peter says, "Look, we know about this. We've been doing this, but because you say so, I will let down the nets." Peter honoured Jesus in his everyday life. And as he did that, what happened? He learnt more about God. He learnt more about himself. And he learnt that following Jesus was about would reach into every area of his life. As you read on what happened, they signalled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. They caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. And they came and filled both boats to so full that they began to sink. So in a practical sense, blessing came, but look at what happened for Peter himself. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and he said, "Go away from me, Lord, I'm a sinful man." He came to realise more and more about who God was, who Jesus was, and he came to realise more of his own brokenness and who he was. For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they'd taken, and so were the others, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, his partners. Honouring God is something that reaches into every area of our lives. And it is about much more than what takes place here on a Sunday. It's just as much about what happens Monday to Saturday, reaching into every part of your life and mine. That's what we're going to be looking at over this series. Honouring God in our work places. Honouring God in our spare time. Honouring God in our relationships. Honouring God in our finances. Honouring God in our responses to people all around us in everyday life. And much more. We're going to look at all the areas of life that the Bible speaks of when it specifically talks about honouring, and in particular, honouring God. And what you'll come to see is that the classroom or the workshop for being a disciple or a follower of Jesus is not just when we're here on a Sunday, or it's not just in your small group, or it's not just when you're serving in ministry, as important as all these things are. But the classroom or the workshop for discipleship or learning more of who God is and what God is like and what it means for us to respond in a way that honours him is actually everyday life. That's the classroom, or that's the workshop where God wants to be at work in your life above all else, just like it was with Jesus and his first disciples. Class is always in progress when it comes to life. Life's pressure points that test us and challenge us. Life's big issues that we have questions about and we wrestle with. Life's everyday activities, whether they're mundane or whether they're major. And that's where, above all, we show what it means to honour and follow Jesus, as Simon Peter did. As I close today's preview of what's ahead, one final thing I want to say. Honour is a gift that we give freely, not a duty that we carry out. Say that again. Honour is a gift to be given freely, not a duty to be carried out. And in any of the areas that we will look at what it means to honour God, that is so important to remember. When God calls us to honour Him, it's not something that He calls us to do out of duty. It's something that He calls us to do as a choice, as a gift. Who we are is God's gift to us. But how we live and what we offer back to God by way of honouring Him is our gift back to God. Let's pray. Thank you, God, that you are a God of honour. Thank you that you are a God who is worthy of honour. Thank you that you're a God who gives us honour, even though we don't deserve it. And you call us to be people who are characterised in our lives by honour. People who recognise that we do have honour and value in your eyes. People who recognise that others around us in life have honour and worth as well. That we need to recognise in them and that we need to show them. But you call us also to be people who are characterised by lives that honour you. Lives that honour you not just in the words of the songs that we sing as we worship you here now, but who honour you in everyday life as we go about living the life that you have given us. God, we pray that we would be people who cultivate honour, who cultivate honour in a way that brings honour to you, but in a way that also reflects honour to other people, all those that we come across and all those that we deal with in life. God, help us to be a witness and a testimony in this, not only in our immediate spheres of influence, but in a wider sense. So God, by your grace, continue to lead us into all that you would have us to be and do as your people, so that our lives truly would be lives that honour you in the midst of everyday life. And we pray this in your wonderful name, the name of Jesus, the name above all names. Amen. Words for